You never know what the next big threat to your settlement is going to be. And that's why we're glad that this Fear the Walking Dead podcast is brought to you by our friends over at Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work, but you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. Fear the Walking Dead, Season 6, Episode 9, Things Left to Do, is over. But we still have some things left to discuss here on Post-Show Recaps. Yeah, it's me, Jessica Leese, and I'm here with my two favorite dudes in the entire universe to talk about all of the weird, unexpected surprises that happened this episode. And I promise they are just my friends. They are not my children secretly or anything like that. But first of all, we'll welcome. I guess we might as well introduce Josh Wiggler because I would know that chuckle anywhere.
And there's Chappelle. He's back.
And Chappelle's here too.
And there's Chappelle too.
I'm here too.
It would just be an amazing twist if, like, after all of this time, Jess, you're like, and I'm Wiggler's mom. I wasn't just his co-host. That's just what I told him to protect him. I'm his time traveling mother.
You know, I feel like. Recap. Yeah, that's definitely. I'm saving that one for the mid-season finale. Sure. Which. Why didn't they save this for the season finale is the thing that I want to know, because this is crazy. We got two major character deaths in two episodes. What are they doing to us?
Look, they tried to do John Dory for the mid-season finale, and then COVID happens. You can't really blame them. And then this was going to be like they came back this way. Mad respect. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, they killed John Dory in the mid-season finale. Oh, God, I can't believe they did that. And then they come back and they do, which I'm still redacting just in case, hey, you're listening to this episode and you didn't mean to, because you're like, oh, I didn't even know John Dory was dead. I guess I'm behind. Yeah, well, you're behind by two deaths now. Two major deaths. They killed someone else. Someone else is dead. That's the spoiler warning. This is it. Five more seconds of spoiler warning. Then I'm just going to say it in like 5 seconds. That has to have been five. It was Virginia. She's dead.
She
killed
dead.
Her. She's dead.
She's not
they
coming back.
They did it, Chappelle. Yeah. And they're, yes. As the back-to-back Dory Virginia combo, like, I think that's kind of gutsy, no?
Yeah, I thought it was cool. In The Walking Dead proper, we've had very limited deaths. And, you know, and so every
You're
episode.
Killing people. No one's safe. This is what I was saying last week, man.
Yeah, it feels like we're back to that, you know, that original feeling of anybody can get it, right? Because there was a time where we just knew that anybody could just die tomorrow and get bit by a zombie or whatever. But throughout this season and Fear the Walking Dead, but actually The Walking Dead proper has kind of conditioned us to believe that, no, these people aren't going anywhere. And so, yeah, I was really sad to see John Dory go, but I think it is kind of ballsy to backdoor and get rid of Virginia as well. I have a couple of other people who I think could die too, since we're just making a list. But, yeah. You know, for me, I feel good. I think that was one of the coolest things about the episode, though, was that it felt like any minute now, someone's going to kill her. And Morgan's like the only thing that's stopping her from dying. But because John Dory just died, I said, well, it might be on the table. You know, this might actually be a realistic possibility. And right at the end, when I start thinking, no, same old stuff, you know, boom, she's dead. And
June snapped.
I yelled. And then I was very impressed. No, June, I'm proud of her.
Yeah, she went off.
Yeah, you should not in any way construe anything I've said to mean that I did not love every second of this. I'm just shocked. And I think it's because we've been so conditioned first by Walking Dead babies, which isn't going to kill anybody real. And then by Walking Dead proper, which has
except for
decided,
that poor magician man who got like his entire face
real.
Just like
he was a magician. He had to go. Yeah. Hornberger.
They killed him twice.
That's right. He disappeared.
Yeah.
Yeah. They killed him twice just to make up for the fact that nobody else on that show is going to die.
Right.
And then regular Walking Dead has forgotten that the word dead is right in the title and nobody is dead anymore.
I can't verify that. I haven't watched it. I have to just go based on what you told me. I did do any research into the twins, so I'm continuing to trust that that's real.
They weren't
real.
He's
the one who died. Well, yeah. They died.
They died. again, they're like, we can kill somebody twice, and that counts double, then we don't have to kill anybody.
Do you think that there's a third Robert Patrick out there? Could it be triplets?
I think we did talk about the possibility of the Robert Patrick triplet.
Yeah. They could be octuplets.
How do we go from 3 to 8 that quick?
Well, I'm just trying to think that it's like maybe they're the future children of Octomom.
I really... Yeah. Well, you're really committed to this time-traveling mother bit.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm back, and all I want to talk about are time-traveling moms.
Yeah. Well, for the record, I want to be the first to say that I knew that this was her daughter. I knew this.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't mean it from I saw this coming. I mean, like, I could not get through one podcast without saying, like, oh, Virginia and her daughter, Dakota, and then, oh, oops, I'm sorry, her sister. Yeah, like, it was just, like, this slip I kept having. So when she said it, I was like, well, duh, everybody knows that. Yeah. Even though I'm sure it was a shock for many people, but for me, I just couldn't help saying it.
It was
right there the whole time.
I mean, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
And I will say, I didn't keep slipping up the way you did, Chappelle, but I had sort of figured that they were going to drop something like that on us. And then I had it spoiled for me 3 weeks ago when AMC sent the screeners. And then in the notes that come with the screeners, they frequently say, do not discuss this plot point or that point
until it drops. With that stuff.
Yeah. And all it said was, do not discuss the true nature of the relationship between Virginia and Dakota. Yeah, and I'm like, it's one of those. It's Jack Nicholson.
This is my advice. Never read. You never read. You never get spoiled on anything.
You heard it here first. No reading on
the
The official slogan of post-show recaps.
Don't read. Just listen. Just listen to me. It's even like clunkier than don't read, just listen. It's don't read, just listen to me.
Yeah, you should have implemented that when Game of Thrones was still on.
I was reading for you back then.
It's one for the Merge Channel.
And then I never read. And then I never read again. I swore I would never read again until the next book came out. So here we are.
Good luck with that. Yeah.
We did read all the Walking Dead comics, but those are comics.
I just looked. I just looked.
We just looked at the pictures.
Yeah, I just sort of like grokked what was happening based on the pictures.
Yeah. Can I say I had some real vibes this episode about like they're just taking stuff that they discussed doing in regular Walking Dead and they're just sort of shoehorning it into Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Because this really gave me vibes of when they finally defeated Negan in regular Walking Dead. By the way, we are spoiling regular Walking Dead. Just heads up on that.
I feel like that would be like if you were behind, like maybe that would be like, oh, thank God, really? They defeat Negan? Okay, fine. I'll give another shot.
I feel like if you were on a binge and you're still in season 6 or 7 somewhere, you're probably not going to finish that up. I think you're going to get stuck.
Yeah. But also don't tell them, though, that then he becomes kind of their friend.
Right,
he,
I was like,
he goes, yeah.
They
defeated
him
for
kindness.
They defeated him for 10 years, and then they stopped defeating him, and he just became one of the gang.
Yeah,
but it really smacked of like everybody deciding, well, what are we going to do with him now? And Rick's like, we got to show mercy.
Mercy.
Yeah, my mercy prevails over my wrath.
Over my wrath.
Yeah. And then Maggie's like, no, we got to kill him. And. And they just go back and forth on this forever. And it's like, what if...
This is what happened to this week on the Fear of the Walking
Dead. Yes, exactly. Like, what if Maggie won that argument?
They did it again.
They did it again, and then this time Maggie won the argument.
That was cool, though.
That is cool. No.
It's more like if Maggie said, screw the argument, and just shot Negan herself. That's really what it came down to.
That's what's called winning the argument.
Yeah, I win.
I win with my gun.
Yeah.
I won. What are you talking about?
I'm finished. Yeah.
But there was some great foreshadowing to that moment as well. When she's burying John Dory, and she picks up his gun, and they're like, nope, that's his gun. You can't have that. Hey, yeah, no guns for you, June. And she's like, okay, I will put this gun singular away, and I won't have this gun singular. I'm like, come on, dude has 2 guns.
This episode was a real roller coaster with Virginia specifically, where like she's like mega awful in the first scene, like showing really like no remorse to poor June, who just like kind of like had to like self-widow to a certain degree. And then she takes her back to like her, you know, her commune. And speaking of Negan, like she does like Negan shit. Like she does like Negan shit in like the initial baseball bat circle. She's got them all on the ground and she's like ready to like pop all of them. And it's terrible. Even she has a gun on a pregnant woman. Like, and we're supposed to like feel like the, but I'm a mom type of stuff this week. So like, then they like try to like get us there where it's like, I only did all of this so that I had a tough life and I'm trying to protect my daughter. It's like, this is like
my daughter.
You know, this is too much. Like this is like too much. Like I'm really having some trouble to like trying to figure out where I'm supposed to land with her. And then like you have her being like, "Come on, Morgan, do it now, kill me, I'm here," with like the axe and like, you know, like, "Joffrey me, do it now, let's go." And he's like, "I can't." And so you're like, okay, well, she was ready to do it. And like, I kind of didn't want it to happen. And okay. And so now it didn't happen. So now is she going to just be okay? No. So she is dead. So it's just like, oh my God. It was just, there was so much like the ballad of Virginia, old Virginia this week was just, whoof. It really, really made you travel the full gamut.
It was a roller coaster for sure. I want to call out some feedback we got here, because our good pal Tony also felt this way. He tweeted at me earlier today. "How is it that Fear the Walking Dead has made it that I scream, yell, and get up off the couch multiple times? And with OG Walking Dead, I have to tell myself to get up off my phone. Something isn't right here." Mm. And like, welcome to the party, dude. This has been the case for about 2 years now.
I don't know. Dude, come on. We've liked season 9. We liked
season 10. Yeah, we love season 9.
Sounds like these last 6 in season 10 were bad.
They were fun to podcast about,
I'm sure. Fear is like decent at least. But like this was also like they just like crammed a lot of like old hits into this one. Mm-hmm. Which I'm not necessarily like furious about. It's just like they did that for sure. Like that, like, oh, you've done that before. Oh, we're doing that again. You know, it was a lot of remix territory. Mm-hmm.
Like, well, you do that, like that's the entire character of Morgan Jones from basically,
oh gosh,
if not the first time we saw him, but definitely the second time we saw him.
How did you feel about all of like the him with the axe, like the flashback stuff?
You know, I struggle with Morgan's struggle. Like, it annoys me. It really does. Like, one day he's a super killer, and then the next day he's like, "I can't kill this woman who's begging me to kill her."
I can't
like,
do it!
Yeah, like, yeah. Come on, Morgan. When he kidnaps her to save her, like, I rolled my eyes. I probably, like, walked out the room for a second. I was like, oh, I'll be back, because Morgan's obviously going to do the Morgan thing here, and he did. Yeah, like, I give the writers a lot of credit. I do, but not on this episode, because like you said, it was like a remix of a lot of things that we already saw, but it didn't hit the same notes that I would have liked, because like, what can Virginia really say to like, you know, to win us over at this point? Like, I'm her mother. Like, okay, girl, but you gotta go. Like, I'm sorry. I don't know why this is working on Morgan, because it's working on literally nobody else.
Yeah.
Nobody, including us at home. We're like, well, just Morgan, just give them to her. Give her away. Like, no one cares. Even Dakota is like, no, seriously, kill my mom. Like, yeah. So why is Morgan the only person who's like, well, I think you deserve to live. Why don't you and your daughter go off into exile together? Why would you send her off with Dakota? She hates her.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Because maybe so, that is like the meanest torture of all.
Right. Yeah. Like, I'll make y'all spend time together.
Yeah. Just like when you're fighting with your sibling and your mom like locks you in a room together.
Yeah, no, you gotta wear the big shirt. You
know, get along shirt.
The get along shirt. Yeah, like that just seemed like such a weird punishment. Like, okay, I figured it out. I'm going to make you go spend the rest of your days with your daughter. She's like, oh, yeah, like, oh, have mercy. Like, okay, do it. It just, for me, it didn't really go where I wanted it to go. Just because, I mean, what can she possibly say? And she was grasping at straws at every turn. Like you said, it was like, oh, is she about to die? And then she's like, no, don't kill me yet. I need to tie my shoes. And like, oh, okay. Well, give her a few seconds to do that. Then she's like, okay, don't kill me. I can't see your face. Take your mask off. It's like, she was just, I mean, begging to live. And the show tried to make us care, but I don't think it did.
It was great. Don't kill me. I won't tell you where I sent your friends. Do kill me. I deserve it.
Were the writers?
Dude, don't kill me. I've changed.
Were the writers putting my son to bed? Is this how, where they got this? Like, oh, no, 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 you can't kill me yet. I need another drink of water. Oh, my God. No, 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 no. Can't kill me yet. I need another story.
Well,
that's
you know,
how I felt.
She's been the main bad guy for a while now. And I think like there was like a certain degree of like, I don't know, kudos to like The Walking Dead for like doing it, for going through with it. But like it does feel like they like kind of like wanted to do like some greatest hits type stuff on their way out. But the whole thing was like a real comedy of errors here, no? Where it's like, so, Strand has been like, you know, like infiltrating. We've been on mole patrol for the Strand.
He's the Eugene of the story.
And so he's, he's like, you're right, Virginia. I've created an army and I'm using it now. And like they all turn on her and then like the whole thing goes nuts. And then they've got her dead to rights. And Morgan, she's like, Morgan, you got to keep me alive if you want your friends to be safe. But there's no one in that town anymore that Morgan doesn't at least have like some sort of friendship with, right? So at a certain point, like, doesn't he just like drag her out and be like, all right, Strand, can you give us like, can we like figure this out? Cause she just like took my friends and they're your friends too. Can we like, I don't know, like pull some fingernails out or something and get her to talk?
Yeah.
Because I can't, and then you can kill her. Like, it feels like the whole thing was like much ado over like, you know, like the fact that like Strand had to like roll up on Morgansville, and be like, listen, Morgan, we're going to like burn this place to the ground. We'll like take her. It's like, whoa, after all we've been through, we can't talk about this. Like, how can nobody talk about this? Yeah, like everyone was ready to just kill each other. Like in an instant, I felt like things moved very, very fast.
Yeah, why isn't anybody having a conversation here? But that's, you know, that's also classic Morgan. Like, I never want to be in a car driving with that guy because he's going to overcorrect. Like, every turn is just going to be over to one side, over to the other side. He overcorrects every time. It's like, oh, wow, I've been a little bit too ruthless. I need to be kind. And now I can't kill anybody, even if they're begging me to. Oh, wait, now I need to kill everybody that comes into my path. And everybody has caught the Morganitis now. They're like, either kill switch on, kill switch off. And there's no reasoning with these people. There's no conversations. And how much of this is like a bad action movie where, you know, just step down and have one conversation and you're done. The story's over. Nobody has to shoot anybody in the head.
Yeah.
Yeah. This, but it was kind of cool that they did.
It was.
Yeah. That was dope. No, this escalated quickly. And it was 100% Morgan's fault. Let's be very clear. There's a moment where Strand is standing like away from the truck and Morgan's like smuggling Virginia away. And Strand literally yells out, Morgan, we have Rangers. We'll find them. And he's like, no, I can't trust you. Like, we have the people now. Like, they work for us. We will find the pregnant lady. It'll be okay. Grace is fine. And Morgan's like, I don't believe it. And then he just like runs off. And now they have to shoot at him. Now they physically they have a SWAT car, like truck tank thing shooting at Morgan while he drives around with Virginia. They don't even care if Morgan dies. She has to go. And Morgan's ready to sacrifice himself for this lady who just shot John Dory. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but it's because she knows where Grace is.
She didn't shoot John Dory. She gets credit for it, but.
Yeah, she does get credit for it. Yeah. Wait, so they shoot Virginia in the head, right? Virginia dies.
Yeah, forehead.
Yeah, June does it. But does this mean Dakota is just going to be like scot free? Are we going to talk about this?
Yeah, what is the Dakota?
She's going to be story? She's going to be Charlie's roommate.
Whoa.
And then everybody else on the show is going to die, and it's going to be the adventures of Dakota and Charlie.
Ew. I don't like that at all. This is great. Ew. You know I hate when they keep the bad guys as pets. Yeah. I hate it.
Yeah, they're going to keep her in a mason jar.
Oh my gosh. Just shoot her. Right. Just shoot her and get it over with. No, somebody do
staying.
It.
She's staying. She's not going anywhere.
But one of the two of them dies before the end of the season. Like, we're getting another death that's going to be one of the two of them.
Yeah.
Well, Charlie can go because the Virginia
was a great actress, but Dakota, that's a great actress too. I'd like to see her on screen even more because she was acting her butt off on this episode. Oh my gosh.
I'd rather
her not die for that reason.
I already forgive her for what she did to John Dory.
It has to be painful. It has to be painful. She has to go, but I'd much rather see Charlie go first.
We're going to get the episode where it's like Dakota and Charlie's dorm room, and it's going to be like another like teeny bopper through the zombie apocalypse episode, and Dakota's gonna kill Charlie and then go on the run looking for June. It's like, I have to avenge my mom, who I didn't know was my mom, who I hated,
who I put a hit out on it for.
That's just going down.
I don't want that. I mean, I'm fine with Dakota killing Charlie, make no mistake, but I don't really want to see her go all Kill Bill looking for June. You started this. This is your fault, Dakota.
Where's June going?
Away.
Is she going away forever?
She's doing a Carol. I'm sure she's coming back. I'm sure every single person that is away from Morgantown at the end of this episode comes back when the next big threat descends upon Morgantown, and they come back and they save it. You know, just like Carol saved them all from Terminus in OG Walking Dead.
Oh, no. Do you think that they're just like, well, Carol's pretty cool. What if we turn Jenna Elfman into Carol?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's exactly where they're going with that.
Yeah, it seems like it. Like, she's, because that was Carol's thing, right? Carol's the one who makes the hard decisions that nobody else wants to make, whether the team likes it or not. And then when they all get mad at her for doing it, she just leaves.
Yeah.
And so, so we'll see, you know, we'll see June return to Morgansburg one day.
She's gonna run into Madison. She's gonna run into Madison.
Oh my gosh. That's like the tag team we were all waiting for.
Yeah, she's running to Madison. Madison's alive. Madison's in charge of this secret other group that's going to come in because they need this other group to come in. They're the new bad guys now. We haven't even seen them yet. Everything's too peaceful right now, so they need an antagonist. It's going to be these new bad guys. Has to be Madison so that like we're invested in the fight. And then like it's going to give Alicia something to do for the first time in a long time. And like June knows Madison, so like that will have like some, if not tension, then at least like, you know, you've got a new character on the. That's my prediction. I think we're gonna get Madison.
So you're saying Captain America: Civil War is happening?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Team Madison, by the way.
I was gonna say, do we want June back? She's kind of the angel of death. Like, she just pointed this out, that like whatever she goes and touches, it dies. And so now that she's gone, should we just be like locking the door? Like, all right, well, you know, it was fun having you, but
I'll tell you this. Like, so she shoots Virginia in the face. She walks out and puts on John's hat.
Black hat. Mm-hmm.
So she's gone full bad guy. And she's like walking out of town and everyone's like running in. Like, they heard the gunshot. They're like, what's going on? And June's just walking. She's Batman walking out of town. And like, the only reason no one is ever able to catch Batman when he's Batman walking is because he's Batman. June, you can't Batman walk out of town and not expect everybody to catch you. So if the next episode doesn't start with like Morgan just like run tackling her, or at least like she then notices that people are starting to like run after her, she's like, oh shit, I should start running. Like, because she's very catchable right now. Just on foot.
I think there's more mayhem. I think she's counting on the mayhem factor. And nobody notices. Also, she's got the hat on, so they don't know it's her. Oh, it's like a disguise. Yeah. It's like really one of those smart glasses with the mustache.
Yes. That's what Wario does when you summon him in the casino.
How'd we get 22 minutes into this podcast with Josh Wigler?
We can just leave it there. It's fine.
Yeah.
No, I don't think they're going to chase after her, though. I think they're fine letting her go. I think she has broken the one rule of Morgansburg, right? And it was like, we're not going to start this like new community with bloodshed. And he didn't do it. And so June did it. And so now she has to leave. I think they're fine with her leaving because they're trying a new thing here. Morgan's the president. I don't want to say who left Morgan in charge, but.
Yeah, who voted for Morgan?
Yeah, should Morgan really be in charge?
I guess it was the other people were at the dam first.
He just brought some people there and told them to build something. He's like, I got to go do a thing. You guys build this. Yeah. And every so often he comes and checks in on it. And it's like, hey, how you doing with this thing that I told you to build? He's not building anything.
Yeah.
I don't like, that he just was self-appointed, it seems, the head of this town. Because his rules suck.
Morgan gets to just like be all wishy-washy and pick and choose when he wants to be super moral or super amoral or want to kill people or don't kill people. Like, it's just based on a whim. Like, he decided that John Dory's world view was how he wants to lead this new civilization that he started. And everybody has to be okay with it. It's like, no, we're not okay with Virginia and her daughter sister walking around here like they haven't murdered John Dory and several other people. We have to get rid of them. And Morgan's just like, no, it's my way or the highway. And June chose the highway. So I'm hoping if she comes back, it's not to re-indoctrinate herself into this community. I'm hoping that it's a deeper storyline. Like, she might be our new big bad or, you know, our new main protagonist.
Well, there's so many Carol parallels. Like, as we're talking about June, there's so much more than
parallels.
Yeah, there's so many parallels here. Like, oh my gosh. She lost a daughter.
You wanted me to come back.
I did. I begged.
Yeah, get out.
This is what you get.
I did. Why?
What happened? You asked for it.
I've said his name three times, like Beetlejuice, and now he's here, and you got to deal with it.
Carol.
Yes. Yeah. So she lost a daughter. Mm-hmm. She murders people indiscriminately and gets kicked out of the group for it.
Mm-hmm.
And she has run away so many times that, like, she went through about four names before we knew what her actual name was. And that, to me, like, that's a very Carol move. Like, I feel like Carol would have adopted several monikers if she hadn't gotten continually pulled back into the group.
Do you think that June's going to come up with yet another alias?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, she had like she has 1,000 names, right? What was she before? She was Naomi.
Naomi and Laura. Yeah.
Laura, Naomi, and June. And now she's going to meet someone else and be like, my name is Gertrude.
Not Gertie.
It's me, Gertie.
You know, I know you're making the not Gertie got a gun. Oh my gosh, I did beg for
Gertie
this.
Gertie got a gun.
Yeah.
So run away. Okay. All right. But what I was going to say is that you were making parallels to Carol.
Parallels.
Yeah, those two. But I think I would prefer to have seen something like this from Maggie in The Walking Dead proper, because she's the one who has to live with Negan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, so if you wasted the good surprise on, you know, June, what are we going to do with Maggie when she finally is sitting there and looking across the dinner table at Negan? Like, I don't understand. We never addressed that, because when we left off, it was just like, hey, Negan's back. Maggie,
I'll tell you
deal
what,
with it.
She's not going to pass the salt.
Hell no.
He's going to have to get up and go across the table and get it himself.
You might as well just eat it without seasoning. He'll be all right. Yeah, he'll be okay.
Just eat it dry.
I mean, food kind of sucks in the zombie apocalypse. It's not going to be that much better with salt.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I would prefer Maggie to just lean over and shoot Negan in the face if we had to have that moment for one of these characters. But now that, you know, now that June has already done it, I don't understand what Maggie's going to do in this situation with Negan. Does she just get over it, or are we just talking about the wrong show right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's so crazy to me, like, how this was basically like the Maggie wins the Negan argument episode, and we get to find out what the fallout from that is. And so, from what I understand, the next thing that's going to happen is like somebody even worse is going to come down the pike, and then it's like, oh, we probably could have used the skills of a Virginia in this situation, and now we're hosed. Similar to, well, we probably all would have gotten taken out by Alpha if Negan hadn't been there to take her head off.
Yeah. Right. I think I might miss Virginia.
Yeah. She is a good actress.
But her character makes no sense.
Yeah, but I think I'm going to miss that.
That crazy part of that whole narrative about the character. Yeah, I want that back, the chaos.
How do half of these civilizations work? It's like worse than the different gangs on the Warriors. It's like we're going to stumble across the baseball Furies one of these days.
I don't know. Like, she was so weird. What a weird villain.
Yeah, what a weird community. Like, who's going to follow that? Like, hey, yeah. I'm a super weird 30-year-old woman with a really killer sense of style, and you're going to be my Rangers, and I'm going to be a fascist, and it's all going to be awesome. Like, I don't know. Do I buy into that? And also, she's going to kick people out because she kind of doesn't like them, and they're going to be perfectly capable people.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still mad at this, like, whole V for Vendetta group that's living next door to Virginia that apparently wants to kill her because she rejected them. And it's like, doesn't she, like, what's the threat there? You're going to not be part of her community and she's going to reject you and you can go live with those guys? That's not much of a threat. Like, what's your incentive to stay? So nothing about Virginia ever made sense.
But what are they going to do now? Like, what is the show going to be? Like, who are they going to fight?
They're going to fight somebody else. It's going to be somebody even weirder.
Like, I guess I'm just nerd. Like, I don't like the not knowing. I feel like I don't know anything about who they're up against.
That's fair. They didn't plant any seeds. You know, like, normally when the big bad, like, you know, the first bad guy, you know, little boss dies, you get like a glimpse of the new boss, kind of like who dispatched that person, you know, like we got to find out like why Loki came to Earth, you know, like that kind of thing. But this didn't do that at all. All they said was, well, you know, Virginia was creating an army for somebody, wink, wink, you know, and then that was it. Like, oh, now we have to see who Virginia was preparing this army for. And it can literally be anybody. I mean, just pick a name out of a hat. It could be anybody. It could be Madison. We just don't know.
Want it to be Madison.
I kind of want it to be Madison too now.
Give it to me, Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah, but who's the next bad guy? Like, we don't, like, this, it's almost like this should have, like you said, this could have been a finale because the next episode could be the start of a brand new season with a brand new villain arc and, like, they meet a random, you know, what is it normally they run into? A random group of strangers. They think they're nice. It turns out they're not nice. And they, you know, turns out they're really, really bad and somebody dies. They could do that all over again the next episode. It just feels weird that it would be in the middle of a season.
Remember when they said this season, every episode's like, it's a movie. This season is a series of movies. It kind of hasn't felt like that. And everything kind of feels like it's super connected.
Yeah, and the first season half did feel like that. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, yeah, that one episode of John Dory. I hope you pay extra close attention to that because that's actually the whole reason anything's going to happen in the second half of the season. It's kind of infuriating that way because I thought they were all vignettes. And it turns out one of them was not a vignette.
Yeah,
it was just the bridge to the rest of the episodes. That one episode was, but we enjoyed the movie episodes. That was the first time I got the podcast with y'all, they were good. I don't know why they got away from it. Yeah,
I would kind of like to go back to the movies.
It's because Fear the Walking Dead has to reinvent itself every 2.5 seasons or so, or it's not Fear the Walking Dead. Like, how is this even the same show? Like from 2 seasons ago,
it's obviously like super, super different. But I don't know. There's some questions that I've got on the board that I'm interested to see how they resolve. Like, what do you all do about Dakota? You guys have an issue there. That's a problem.
She can't stay. She can't.
Well, what are they going to do? They're just going to send the kid out? No, they're going to keep the kid. Dakota gets to stay, and then Dakota's going to kill more people. They're going to rue that choice for sure.
She has to stay.
She's a child, and it's like June's gone. So it's like, who's really going to be like, you killed John Dory? Like, who's like? Who's the person that's really going to be mega upset about that? Other than like maybe Al, would probably like Morgan and Al, but Morgan's going to vouch for her. And then maybe Al's going to be like, what's up, Dakota? You know, like that's going to be it. Like,
it's the Sherry disrespect for me. Sherry is the one who knocks. She wants blood.
Sherry's the big bad.
She's been trying. If she's not, she's about to be because she's been trying to kill Virginia's family all episode. She was the one who was probably maddest throughout the whole episode about Virginia being able to just walk around.
Bring me the child. Bring me the child.
Matter of fact, they left the kid with Alicia. Alicia's not well either. Alicia is ready for blood too. You know, so I don't know. I feel like there are a lot of people who could be out for Dakota. It just doesn't make any sense for them to be like trying to. I don't know, like housebreaker almost, you know, like, oh, so we're going to keep her in this. We're going to keep her in this little cage and we'll take her out on walks. No, I don't want to do that.
Here's what's going to happen. Morgan's going to teach her the way of the stick. He's going to give her the Peaceful Warrior book. They're going to have stick lessons.
I'm leaving.
It's going to be that again. And then she's going to die saving his life. And
I'm leaving. I'm out of here.
All life is precious.
No, it's not. Count me out.
How is How is anything else going to happen in this scenario?
I don't want that. Stop.
No, nobody wants it. Nobody wants
these things. I don't perceive that. That's not a part of my life right now.
Someone needs to make this girl go look at the flowers. And I think June was the only one that was going to do it. And now, like, June is not here.
Maybe June doubles back at the end of the season. And, like, they think that they've, like, oh, we have Dakota. She's turned over a new leaf. And then June busts through the door like, ah, not today. You have to kill the bloodline. And she, like, takes them all out.
And they're like, but we fixed that. It wasn't you broken like anymore. She's like, yeah, nope, she's boom.
John wouldn't have been too happy about any of this.
Of course not.
June, what did you do? That's my John Dory, by the way. June!
Well, it's not going to be useful anymore, Josh, because he did.
You sure it's not going to be useful? I think, June, what did you do? It's pretty good.
I mean, it's great. It's just a shame that you perfected it one episode too late.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Because now all he says is...
No, he didn't even say that anymore.
He did it. You notice that all of the walkers this episode, they were like, hey. Great.
Yeah. A lot's changed.
All the walkers? Yeah. How many walkers?
All one of the walkers.
There was that one guy. Yeah.
Yeah, that one guy. He's like walking up on them all. Hey.
Hey. Yeah.
Yeah. My cousin was watching it with me, and he had no clue what I was watching. And then the walker walks up, and he goes, oh, is this The Walking Dead? Like an hour into the episode.
believe it or not.
Yes, Kevin, this is The Walking Dead. Thank you. He was shocked. He had no clue.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Do we want to talk about Grace and Morgan? Are we happy they're back?
I don't know. I almost didn't remember. Like, the only reason I remembered
that
Grace...
What's the matter with you two? You guys have something against a healthy relationship?
I guess. I don't know. They spent like 10 seconds together.
They're ready.
Is it healthy? They're excited.
I don't know. I feel like Morgan talks about her a lot, but I don't know her very well.
Oh, no. Oh, uh-oh. No.
What? Oh, no. What?
Oh,
Josh,
no.
Josh, jinkies. What happened?
Joshua.
Well, so Grace is mega preg, and guess who just left town?
The doctor. Deliver the baby.
Oh,
wow.
No.
June's Anatomy.
No.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
How did we miss that?
There's going to be capital involved.
We need to track down June. Grace is in the back of the car. She's ready to go. It's like, what is it? It's 9 months. She's Julianne Mooring. We got to do this.
But I'm not going to deliver that baby unless you let me kill the child.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Paola.
Yeah.
Paola.
Oh, yeah.
Quid pro quo, Morgan.
Yeah.
I appreciate
is all
that.
Life precious, or is some life more precious than others? You have to tell me.
Also, it's a boy. I guess that's important.
Like, how do you even know? Okay. Did you get an ultrasound while you were in Lawton?
She feels it.
This is like as a
she knows.
I don't know. Instinct kicked in. She said, "This is a boy. It's Morgan Jr."
In fairness, you do kind of know.
Yeah.
So. I'm not going to question it.
If you say so, you say so. Yeah.
She knows. She's aware. Yeah. She knows. But I'm telling you that this is where it's going. She's gonna need a doctor, and the doctor's not here. There are no doctors ready for her. Unless there were some Lawton doctors lying around, which I imagine there must be.
I mean, they had a rabbi. You'd think they have a doctor.
They do have a rabbi. Maybe the rabbi can deliver
the baby. Morgan's delivering this child for sure.
He's the already delivered
rabbi
a child.
The rabbi will do the bris. Morgan.
they did establish it's a boy.
Yeah.
They did.
The rabbi's
they
got did. The bris on lock. He's good. He's like, I never thought I would do one of these again. Like he's got that.
But Morgan already delivered Morgan Jr., so he's got the experience.
Yeah, he's ready. He'll do it again. He's like, don't worry, I've got this. It's all dramatic tension is robbed from this moment because I've done it before. That child is coming, and June is supposed to be here, and she's not going to be.
Yeah, you were supposed to, June.
Yeah.
Morgan is really invested in this child.
Too,
yeah.
June's anatomy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
June's anatomy. I'm more concerned about Grace anatomy right now.
Oh.
You set him right up for that, Chappelle.
I needed that one. You know, I'm a Seattle Grace fan, so that works for me.
Parallel.
No, stop it.
I'm back. Don't read. Listen
never
to me.
Leave, Josh. Never
Don't
leave.
Never listen to me. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. What else happened? I don't know. As a show that other things happened.
I have a question. We got some feedback. We got some listener feedback. Yeah, we could do some listener feedback.
Let's do that.
I think Andrew Yu is kind of on our page, but I wanted to read his email because he emails us every week and he's got great questions and great insight.
Andrew knows what's up.
Yeah, we don't read his email every week and we really need to rectify that. But he says to us this week, wasn't this season supposed to be awesome? Last week was okay. This one was pretty bad. Haven't we heard Morgan give the same speech like 10 times by now? Mother-sister thing was kind of whatever. They're both still nuts and annoying regardless of how they're related. Okay, I guess the very end was good. He's live tweeting this to us and I love that. I love that for him. Okay, I guess the very end was good. Someone finally showed some common sense and got rid of Virginia. I followed that path all the way through, Andrew Yu, and I'm with you on that. But here's the question of the week. I got this from What Up Tim, and he's 100% right on this, and it's bugging me now. One question this week, where's Wendell?
Where's Wendell?
You know, I saw that as well, and I thought, who? And I remember, oh, yeah, there was a black guy. Yeah, like, I definitely forgot about Wendell.
Oh, yeah. He's on NCIS New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. He's having a good run on NCIS.
Yeah. He was already on there, and then he came on Fear of the Walking Dead. I was always confused. Like, how did you do the two shows? Like, how did they let you do that? And, like, they still haven't killed him off. But, like, they also, like, always have some excuse for, like, why he's not around. And then, like, I kind of figured, like, they probably had, like, the built-in excuse between seasons where they could have just been like, he died, dude. You know, like, they could have done that, and they didn't. Because, like, everyone was separated, and they could have been like, yeah, he didn't make it. And instead, like, they brought him out as a surprise. It was like, oh, great, he's back, Wendell's back. But we, like, haven't seen him at all.
Yeah, there was a point at the Negan Circle at the beginning of the episode where Virginia's like, okay, where's the rest of the people? They're like, oh, we'll get the rest of the people later. They're somewhere else. And I guess that's how we're supposed to believe that they didn't include Wendell in the party.
I'm sorry. This is a total non sequitur, but I'm on postshowrecaps.com right now. And I was just looking at like the Walking Dead page. I don't remember exactly what brought me here. But I'm looking at the episode season 10, episode 19 recap. It's Father Gabriel and Aaron on the ground, and Aaron's got his spiky hand. I assume that this is the Robert Patrick episode.
Yes.
About the twins. This episode was called One More, as in, like, there's one more Robert Patrick?
Yes!
Oh, there were layers. There was one more, you know, pull of the bullet, like of the gun trigger. You know, there were layers to
they
it.
Were checking out one more supply site. There have been one more shot of whiskey.
Exactly.
And one more Robert Patrick.
More
Robert
one more.
It's a bonus, Robert Patrick.
Unbelievably great. Okay, back on topic. I just saw that. I was like, I need to just clarify that. The Negan Circle at the top of this episode, Chappelle, did I miss something? When did Salazar get busted? Like, I thought he was under deep covers. Like, I don't know these people. I don't remember any of that. And then they just, like, throw him in there, and Salazar's like, shit, what did I do?
Well, he says, I don't know anything. And they're like, yeah, you've been saying that a lot lately, Daniel Salazar.
Yeah, I'm starting to think they didn't believe him anyway, because they're like, yeah, you always say that, but get down on the ground. I don't think it really matters if Daniel knows them or not, because they know Morgan would risk his life for him, and I think that's the whole point, right? Like, I need my kid back, and I have to hold all these people hostage, whether they remember Morgan or not, and Morgan's going to come to the rescue. And he did in a very dramatic fashion. But I didn't realize that Wendell wasn't there, to Jess's point. But I think you have to hide him in this situation, because he's like, him and June are like a tag team. You know, they're like, they're thick as thieves. So if this moment with June happens, you know, Wendell's either going to be right with her or like trying to stop her. And I think this way he doesn't have, you don't have to try to figure out how to tell that story. You can just say, oh, he wasn't around. And so he'll show up next episode and be like, hey, what happened to June? Where'd she go?
What are they going
to
do? When are they going to bring Wendell back? I want Wendell back. I want the Wendell and Sarah episode this season.
We haven't gotten one. I wanted one last season. We didn't get one.
Yeah, they deprived us. I have questions about that. I just have a lot of questions about what the show is going to be. I think that that's one thing that, like, I have respect for. Again, you know, we're like towards the end. Like, let's do that. This is what I respect about what Fear the Walking Dead has just done. Is that, like, they killed the bad guy halfway through the season. This is the halfway point. And now that she's gone, we don't really know what the show is. So, like, yeah, the show is always reinventing itself. Yeah, that could be a lot. But I'm actually kind of interested in, like, I have no idea what this is going to be. What's this going to look like? What's the show going to look like? It's a kind of fascinating prospect to me right now. I have no idea. I'm not watching the previews or anything, so I really have no idea. I want to know. That's one thing that by killing Virginia, and also, like, the actual death scene was pretty satisfying. When she just, when, like, you go in and she's just, like, dead. She's like, no, that's unambiguous. She's deceased.
Yeah, and I think they're really being careful with that in this universe, because there have been so many times where we've thought somebody was dead. Like, Daniel Salazar, it's literally happened like four times. Twice, we thought he was dead. Yeah,
three times, yeah.
Yeah, so I think they're just being really crystal clear about people that are dead when they're dead. But to your point, Josh, I feel like every time this show has been poised to reinvent itself, I have guessed where I thought it was going to be going, and I have been 100% wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I thought there was a point, you know, there when the dam breaks and everybody gets washed away, I'm assuming, well, we're going to have a whole season of them finding each other again after the dam breaks. And did somebody die? Like, of course, we saw Daniel Salazar get shot in the face. Of course, he's dead. But what about everybody else? And then it turns out, no, he's not dead. Yeah. And no, we don't get to find out how they all found each other. They're just living together. So there's that. There was also the point where I thought, you know, they're going to drive around in the van being Scooby-Doo and helping people. And that didn't happen.
Yeah.
And now I think I can't even begin to guess, because I don't know. I assume it's going to be like a bad person's going to come and something bad is going to happen. But that's all I'm comfortable saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The show didn't really set us up for any speculation, honestly. Like, no. Like you said, this could have been the finale, honestly.
I'm not that mad about that, I think. Let's see what happens next week.
Yeah, I mean, they have a lot of room to play with, you know, since we don't have a foreseeable end to whatever this story is going to be. This is the second half of a season, but not the last season. So they can do what they want. We got more time. So, you know, they can reset, you know, like flip the table over and start all the way over. I liked the way this ended, though. If this has to be the end of the Virginia arc, I guess, then I'm fine with the way it went out. I mean, she's a tough old broad, I guess you could say. She got shot and lived the entire episode with a gunshot wound, with a bullet most of the episode. I mean, she was running and jumping. Morgan's asking her to do all kinds of crazy stuff, and she was doing it with a gunshot in her. So kudos to her. She's, you know, a good, solid villain. She was crazy. Nothing she did made sense, but I liked it. So,
yeah.
If this is where we have to draw the line in the sand and start a new The Walking Dead story,
I'm fine
with it.
Let's see what they do. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. Still made more sense than the vultures.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the vultures?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tried to forget them. So, made more sense than whatever Proctor John was.
Who's Proctor John?
He was the guy. I thought they were setting him up to be the big bad, and then it's like, nope, we're going to time jump. We don't care what he did.
That's right. Proctor John. Yeah.
Yeah.
We love a good time jump.
Yeah. Love a time jump.
But I feel like we're going to have something completely different next episode. It's going to be total, like, clean slate. Control, alt, delete. Now we're doing a different show. Now we're doing the sitcom.
Another major time jump.
Now we're doing the cop rock of The Walking
Dead.
Well,
they do have to, like, they do have to go, they're behind Walking Dead Prime right now by a few years still.
Mm-hmm.
They could leap forward in time.
They could.
If they leap forward in time and Dakota's still there, I'm leaving. Like, I'm just, I can't do this. She has to go. I think she's the key to whatever the bridge is to this next, you know, iteration of what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Because she's the last remaining piece from the Virginia storyline. Honestly, everybody else is just anti-Virginia.
She may know stuff.
Did we ever figure out what those keys were supposed to unlock and why were they talking about keys all the time?
We'll find out.
Oh, God, is that going to come back? Or do we care?
Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, you know, if they've got something cool.
Oh, it might
the
be
keys
cool.
Are for. We were talking about, like, is there, like, a nuclear arsenal? Like, someone's going to try and detonate a bomb? Like, that could be intense. What if that's how they end Fear the Walking Dead?
Just a bomb.
Wouldn't that just end the entire Walking Dead universe at that point?
Not necessarily. You know, they're pretty far away. It wouldn't be great, but, like, how much worse can it get?
Yeah, I guess. We got the nuclear fallout and the reanimated corpses.
Yeah. It's a lot to deal with, but I don't know how the winds work, but they're, you know, westerly of the Walking Dead Prime, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Sure, if you say so.
Yeah, it works like that, right? Like, it just all goes to the left.
Right.
Pretty sure.
If we're going to come back to that MacGuffin, that would be a way to further the plot, but I suspect
we will not.
The winds
just take it all to the left.
Yeah.
No, none to the right.
No.
Yeah.
To the left and the right, which is objectively east and west in this scenario.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Is that, I'm getting it right, though, I think.
Yeah.
No? This sounds like science to me. This sounds like science or geography, one of the two.
Pretty sure.
Meteorologically sound, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what if like next week is the season, next week is the series finale?
Surprise series finale would be kind of cool.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah, I'd have a lot of respect for that.
I don't know if I would. it's so anticlimactic. Like, you mean the series finale is right after you kill the big bad and it's June who killed her? June?
They're Sopranos-ing it.
Don't like that.
It's like a mega Sopranos because they're just going to cut you off in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know if I like the surprise one.
No. Surprise ending and surprise drop of World Beyond Season 2 next week. You thought you were getting Episode 11, you're getting World Beyond, and you're liking it. And it's like three of us are liking it a lot.
Yeah.
I'll take it. I love the World Beyond. I miss it so much.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be great.
I do have a question about the episode, though. And it's because my memory of The Walking Dead and all of its universes, it's foggy at best. Did we just find out that June was had been, I guess, protecting her daughter, Rose? Is this new information?
No, this is not new information.
Okay. We'd heard something about that.
We saw a whole flashback episode of
it. She jeopardized the whole community. And
her daughter had strep throat, and she went out to get antibiotics and locked her daughter in a closet and said, "I'll be back for you." But then she wasn't back in time, and the daughter turned and then got out and ate a bunch of people, I think.
Yeah.
Or while she was out, she compromised the integrity of the camp and then everybody got eaten.
Yeah.
She was telling the story as if it was similar to Virginia's story. And it's not really. It's not really.
No, it's not. She was trying really hard to get parallels out of that.
Yeah.
She was.
She
was working parallels.
Oh my gosh.
Christmas Please. Caroleling.
Oh my gosh. Welcome back, Josh. Never change.
Thanks, I'm back.
Yeah, you can't leave. You can't leave ever now.
Thanks, I'm back.
Oh, I'm so glad you're back.
Yeah. People keep asking me if I'm back. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm back.
And see, now this is where our show takes the, you know, has the hard reset that everybody was waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
And the new big bad guy has returned, and instead of Madison Clark, it's Josh Wiggler.
Wow. Oh, my God.
What a twist.
I would be an amazing bad guy on The Walking Dead. I mean, like, in terms of, like, here's just, like, some, like, idiot nerd shows up, like, yeah, I'm just here to take it all over. And they're like, oh, this guy, like, I'm not afraid of him. And I'm like a one episode villain.
It'd be like, you know how
they deal with me in the first act.
You know how episode two,
they get through me pretty quick.
Yeah. They're like, oh no, this guy, boom.
Yeah.
You're like that guy in,
no, they're like, don't waste the bullets. Don't waste the bullets.
No, you're like that guy in Raiders.
I'm like, oh, no. Yeah, they've run me down.
It's like in episode two of regular Walking Dead when Glenn reveals that he was a pizza delivery guy. And everybody was like, ha ha, you're a pizza delivery guy. I'd be like, well, what did you do in the pre-zombie apocalypse? Well, I complained about TV for a living. Yeah,
I blogged. I blogged. I podcasted. I ate a lot of pizza.
Yeah, it's like it's like you didn't even bring it to anybody. You just consumed it.
Well, now it's, you're getting a little mean. I didn't bring it to anybody.
You're right. You brought joy into a lot of people's lives.
I didn't bring pizza to anyone.
No, you didn't bring pizza, but you did bring joy.
I wasn't hired to bring pizza to anyone, but like I would bring pizza to people.
You would. I know you would. And maybe you would find your true calling in the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
As a one episode villain?
One episode villain who brought pizza. And everyone's
pretty good,
like,
pretty good one-off villain. I think it'd be like a very good one-act play.
I'll say this. The Walking Dead, or at least Fear the Walking Dead. No, both franchises actually, they do really well with one-off villains. Like, give them one episode and a bad guy. Remember the bounty hunter guy? Morgan
stole his look.
Yeah. Right. Or the twins, you know, one more. What else? The taxidermy guy. Remember that guy?
Oh, that guy. He was great.
Yeah, we love one-off villains here. You're the pizza guy.
Yeah. I'll do that.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, they call me the slicer.
No. Here it is. You rock up to the new community in the dam, and you knock on the door, and you're like, hey, can I come in? And they're like, who are you? And you're like, I brought you a pizza.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, sure, come on in.
I'm the delivery boy.
It's the Trojan pizza.
Yeah. Just trying to think of what my pizza-ish name is. I'm Crust.
What if you have a whole pizza gang?
Yeah.
What if it's Road Warrior gang of pizza?
I'm Crust. This is Cheese.
I'm that Sauce.
That guy over there, that's Peps. Pepperoni. Call him Peps.
Yep, and there's Anchovy, but nobody really likes him.
Chovy.
Nobody likes Chovy. Nobody likes him. We hate him.
Yeah. And then a couple people are like, actually, I like Chovy.
Chovy's not so bad.
Yeah, I kind of like Chovy.
He's the guy that they get him to infiltrate. Like, they convince Chovy that he needs to turn on his alliance.
Yeah. This is my pizza posse. Yeah.
He's got a pet dog named Pineapple, so people can decide how they feel about him altogether. Okay.
Well, this is great. I love it when we write the show for them.
It's my favorite segment.
Usually, it's been in the past where like we materialized stuff. So,
yeah, if we manifest the pizza gang, I'm not going to be mad at that.
Cool. Yeah, I'm here for it. We don't know what's happening next. It could be the pizza gang.
I hope it's the pizza gang. Now, anything that happens, I'm going to be disappointed because it's not the pizza gang.
Yeah.
What else do we need to talk
Fear
about?
Fear the Toppings Dead. I don't know.
No. No.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't have a go.
No.
Yeah, I want everybody to tweet at us with their pizza gang nicknames because we got to get this stuff started before the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
That's true.
Zombizza.
No.
No.
Nope. Mm-mm. Not. Next time. Maybe next time.
Fear the Toppings Dead was better, Josh.
Why don't pizza delivery people use cars in the zombie apocalypse? Because they're walkers.
Oh.
Thanks, guys. I'm your father. It was a pleasure.
Time traveling dad. I don't know, man. So speaking of time traveling dads, what's Morgan going to name the baby? Because he can't call it Morgan because there's already a baby Morgan.
Dwayne. It's a new Dwayne. He'll name it after his firstborn. He'll name it
John Dory. Papa John Dory.
John. Papa John.
Papa John Dory. Now this is the genesis of the pizza gang.
Yeah, Papa John's. Better ingredients. Better pizza.
Oh, my gosh.
Papa John.
Me and the creator of Papa John's have the same struggle sometimes, so I really relate to this pizza chain.
Me? Both better have a hard pizza, time saying, better ingredients?
Not saying things.
Papa John. Yeah. Papa John Dory. Wow, that's terrible.
We are writing the show for them.
That's bad.
Anything else you guys need to get off your chests, or have we just killed the show with the pizza gang?
We're good.
All right. Yeah.
I just wonder if we're ever going to see June again, right? Like, this is ominous. She's coming back, right?
Of course. We would have heard about it if they were like, Jenna Elfman is leaving the show. Or I don't know, maybe this doesn't make headlines anymore for Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah, right. There would be press for it. There would be press for it for sure.
And they would, I don't know if they're really rise to the like, this is Jenna Elfman's last episode, the way that they did with Andrew Lincoln and Flagship.
They would do something. I mean, we would know. It wouldn't be just like she walks off, we never see her again. We'll see her again for sure.
Yeah, I figured.
Like how and like how long. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if we have like there's like a June episode and then she's gone. Like, that makes sense. Mm,
yeah. One of those, but they are like, they got too many people in this show, so I don't mind.
It's not long for the show. I think my feeling is like they're ready. They're killing people now. Okay. Mm-hmm. Jenna Elfman has, this is now going to have been almost three full seasons on the show. And this is like her longest stint on a single show since like Dharma and Greg, I think. Like, she's probably ready to go. If Garrett Dillahunt was ready to go, I bet that Jenna Elfman's pretty ready to go. They're, you know, she's untethered from John Dory. Now they'll give her a little bit of like a sinister story, and then she's done. I think she's done by the end of the season. Is my prediction.
Yeah,
if we were doing a death draft, she'd be pretty high up on my list.
I'd buy that for a quarter. Chappelle, you want to take someone in the death draft?
Dakota, she has to go.
Dakota would also be very high up on the list.
It's got to go.
Yeah.
I don't know who else would.
I think the door is now open for Charlie, though, because we have Dakota kill Charlie and like they'll accept that.
Yeah, I'm going to take the field on that. Yeah. I'm going to say it's Charlie. Yeah. It's one or the other. I'm going with Charlie then.
Yeah.
We got a lot of Charlie in the background on this episode. Like, they would just randomly pan to like, what's Charlie's face doing right now?
Don't forget, Charlie exists.
Yeah.
Right. Like, why? Why? It's like, she must have been
not the first
person
to
mention it. Not for long.
What if she dies next week?
Charlie?
Yeah. What if we just, like, we're just killing people now? What if we kill a person a week till the end of the season?
It'd be nice. I mean, not to say that I want these people to die, but, you know, give us something different.
They're not real, Chappelle. They can die.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They can die. It's fine. Yeah, kill them all. No, but it would be nice to kind of, you know, edge the show up a little bit. Because, like I said, it got kind of predictable in the sense of that, like, oh, it's not a finale, so probably nothing's going to happen. Or this is a very famous person, and we haven't had any press about it, so they're probably not going anywhere. Or, you know, there's just no room in the storyline to be losing these people. And so now that Virginia's gone, you can just start manufacturing ways for these people to die. There are still zombies walking around eating people. We can start to, you know, work that back into the storyline, because we just seem to have forgotten that there's actual, you know, a threat that isn't, you know, the human threat that's just been hanging out that the whole show is based off of.
Yes.
And so maybe we'll get back to actual zombies at some point.
When was the last time somebody got eaten on this show?
This is a good question.
It was almost Virginia if June hadn't screwed it all up.
What's her face who they like brought out and executed, right? Like, didn't they hang her from a tree?
Oh, right. And, like, the one that like, Cameron's girlfriend.
Yeah, that was pretty messed up.
Yeah, it was messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was like an execution. Like, I don't think anybody has gotten killed in the wild by like, a long time.
That wasn't the Walker's fault.
What about that guy who did he like had like the art installations?
Oh, yeah. Taxidermy guy.
Taxidermy guy. Yeah, but again, that was like a murder.
Yeah, that was his creations. He brought that on himself.
Yeah.
I don't think, like, no walkers have just, like, caused a
taxidermy in the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, remember the old days where you could be, walking in the woods with your gun, and then, like, the walkers would just overpower you because you didn't have enough bullets? Remember those days when things were normal?
Yes.
Yeah, let's get back to the walkers being the threat. I like that.
That was a good time.
I'm tired of humanity being the threat. I feel like I've lived through that for an entire year. I'm ready for something
good. I'm good. Let's change it.
Bring me zombies.
Yep.
The only other thing I wanted to mention was Daniel Salazar's giant gaping head wound. It was so distracting.
Yeah.
So distracting.
You know, he did it. Okay, I don't want to be mean to Daniel because I've never been bust in the face with the butt of a gun. However, you know, he didn't really recover from that the way I would have liked him to, considering Virginia got shot in the chest and was still like living a life. Like, she's running around and, what if, you know.
What if they, like, hit him in the head and then he actually got amnesia?
Like, he's like, no, seriously, I'm not even joking. I don't know any of you.
Like, and they're like, I'm serious. Daniel, come on. He's like, I swear to God.
Virginia's really dead, Daniel. Let it go. He's like, no, seriously, really who's Virginia? You're right. I've never seen that person. Sorry for that man.
I don't know her.
Yeah. Sorry for that man.
He's the Mariah Carey gift.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know her. I just thought it was so weird that Daniel, like, he really didn't take that well. And I mean, don't get me wrong, blunt force trauma to the head, but Virginia got shot and she still had to evade and live and fight for her life for at least another day. And so I just thought that was, she was very impressive on her end, but not so great, Daniel, you know?
But this is like cumulative trauma for Daniel. He's been shot in the face. He's been set on fire. He has been drowned in a flash flood. He has been hit in the head many, many times. I feel like this could just be like the final blow that knocks his memory right out of his head.
He's got CTE.
He's going to be fine. He's going to be fine. Yeah, Daniel Salazar's made it this far. This dude got shot in the face once. He's going to be just fine.
He's going to be the last man standing.
Yeah, he's it. He's it.
Love that
He's
guy.
My favorite. I yelled when I saw him. I was like, Daniel! And then they threw him on the ground. I was like, oh, they're going to kill him. Oh, my gosh. And so I was nervous.
That's not how he goes out. He goes out in a – he's died so many times on the show, he's got to go out in a blaze of glory.
Yeah.
Yeah, again.
It's got to be like Chef's Death on South Park times 10,000.
Oh, my God. Blaze of glory, I just have to say.
Yeah, it is the blaze of glory.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Those little tykes. That? Yeah. Yeah.
I miss those guys. I miss my children.
I miss them.
I miss my babies.
Yeah, my time-traveling babies.
Yeah. All right. I can't imagine we've got anything else to say after that.
We have killed this dead. Yeah. We've killed it in a death more spectacular than the one that surely awaits Daniel Salazar at some point in the distant future.
For sure.
So, Chappelle, what else is going on with you this week?
Nothing. Just hanging out with you as usual. Happy to have Josh back and doing my weekly reality rewind with Rob. Rob has a podcast. You know, Rob is allowing me to talk to him about classic reality TV shows. And last week we did Nanny 911 to discuss basically, you know, what it looks like when you have to bring in help to raise your kids. We thought it'd be a fun topic to talk about during the pandemic and with the quarantine and homeschooling, because I feel like a lot of parents have been spending a lot of time with their kids in a situation where they normally would get to put that on other people. And so it was fun to watch this family struggle with their, I mean, horrible, horrible children, and bring in the nanny. And we got to review that. Rob, it was Rob's first time diving into the Super Nanny Nanny 911 world. So I was happy to introduce him to that. This week, we are talking about the hit MTV reality TV show, Cribs. Me and Jason Reed and Asia Welch will be discussing that with Rob and letting him in on the world of Cribs from the late 2000s. So that's what we'll be doing this week. Other than that, I'm just hanging out.
That's wonderful. Josh Wigler, you're back with us, and that's all that matters.
So I'm here. All that matters. I'm back on Down the Hatch. We're finishing the season 4 finale this week. Got that. We've got Community Building is also currently up. Zed and I are playing a video game that it doesn't seem like either of us particularly like, but it's making for very good podcasting.
You started with the good one, Josh. I don't know what you expected.
But we're having a great time on the patron feed. We've got Mighty Ducks coverage with Kevin Mahadeo and Melissa Woodward, which is super, super fun. Worth listening to if you're watching the new Mighty Ducks show. We've also got post-show recaps theater coming up this week. Phil Thompson joining Emily Fox and I. We're doing Gone in 60 Seconds. I just want to apologize to Phil about that.
I'm so excited because I love your impression. I'm ready for it. I need it.
Yeah, of Nicolas Cage?
Of course. What are you talking about? Yeah. I need it.
Let's go.
Here for that.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not good. Unfortunately, I don't even know if it's like fun bad. I have to reevaluate. I'm doing some thinking.
I love it.
Gone in 60 Seconds. we're about we're like 45 hours away from podcasting about it as I'm saying these words. So I've got time to process.
You can work on it. It could be very good by the time you get there.
Yeah, it's possible.
And Wiggler, I just want to say,
Got to think fast is the whole point.
Wiggler, I just want to say, when you do Potion Recaps Theater of Con Air, if I'm not on that podcast, we're no longer friends.
Okay, I'll let you know.
So there's this website called Flick Chart where it just gives you two movies and you say which one you'd rather watch. And from there, it extrapolates your favorite movies ever. According to Flick Chart, my favorite movie of all time is Con Air. So,
yeah. I'm pretty sure there is, the Con Air pod, which is how many episodes of this are there? Oh,
there's a podcast of it.
Yeah,
about your favorite show of all time.
There were a couple of Con Air podcasts that were out there.
My love of Con Air has been very private.
The Ringer did a Con Air podcast.
Oh, that one I did listen to. Yeah.
Yeah. Like there's a bunch of people who've done Con Air. I'm trying to think like Con Air pod seems like a podcast where they're just like, assessing Con Air. Over and over again.
How many episodes is this?
It looks like it's just two so far based on what I'm finding.
90% of podcast series do not make it out of three episodes,
but
Josh.
I'm pretty sure that there is a podcast that did like a full series that was just about Con Air. I may be making this up. But it's a great idea. And I was thinking about it because I was thinking like Con Air month would be a great month for Potion Recaps. Everyone's got feelings.
Here for it.
Con Air.
Here for it. Do like just four podcasts Con Air with different panels.
Yeah.
Here for it. It's like a long time ago.
Yeah, but with Con Air.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Speaking of which, we'll have a Star Wars podcast this
Yay!
Week. So that's coming out.
Are we up to the real stuff or?
The real stuff.
Well, yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
No, we're not. We've got a long time to go before we get there.
Oh, do you now?
Yeah, we do. We do. It's going to be a minute. It'll be a minute.
No. Oh, well, what are you watching?
We're almost done with the prequels. This will be the final prequel podcast. This will be the end of Revenge of the Sith. Got a little feedback special for you.
Excellent.
And that'll be that. And then I think... we've got some, The Bad Batch is the animated Star Wars show that's coming out in May. We'll have some coverage of that in May. So Bad Batch will be what we talk about on A Long Time to Go. Probably like, twice would be my guess in May. So this is a podcast that's become like twice monthly Star Wars one.
I'm happy to get it whenever
decent,
it exists.
Decent pace.
Yeah. I'm liking it.
Yeah.
Liking it a lot.
Yeah.
Yep. And I'm stalling. Because I got nothing else going on. This is the only thing in my life right now.
Wow. So Tough as Nails is over. But,
Tough as Nails is over.
But we're just getting started here. Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Well, Josh, I have to say, if you're going to keep doing these like old Nicolas Cage movies or just old movies in general, have Phil Thompson on as much as you can because he's a little... He's a little tiny baby, and he's never seen any of these films. So
he hadn't seen Gone in 60 Seconds, neither had I, actually, and neither had Emily Fox. So the three of us are watching
That's
it.
Such
none
a shock.
Of us, none of us come to it with any. This is a. I love me some bad Nicolas Cage trash movies, and this is one that was just not on my radar. So it's coming out this week. Patreon.com/postshowrecaps. If you're not a subscriber yet, you should think about doing it. Bonus content. You can get it.
You can get merch. You can get
all sorts of stuff.
You get the Discord, and the Discord is its own thing.
Its own thing. It's its own living, breathing organism.
At this point, half the Discord has forgotten there is a podcast.
I think that sometimes
that's
true.
Yeah, I don't think they listen. Yeah.
Sometimes that's true. Sometimes I think that's true. Yeah. Who needs a podcast when you've got the Discord, I think is not a necessarily unfair attitude, too, because that is the level of access you get to all the podcasters.
Yeah.
Plus lots of different games and hijinks at your disposal. It's a really great community worth considering becoming a part of. Patreon.com/postshowrecaps.
Or postshowrecaps.com/Patreon. They both work.
They both work.
Speaking of communities, are you still community building? And why haven't I gotten my call for Comparative Religion that's coming up in two episodes?
I think that sounds like something that you have to take issue
with my co-host. I will talk to the manager.
Yeah.
I will write a strongly worded email.
Talk to my people. I don't feel the talent requests, Chappelle.
Look, that's my favorite episode, and I know it's coming because I follow the community building. I'm waiting on my day. And so I think I'm going to have to skip someone in line to get to that episode.
Wait, is that the Christmas episode?
It is. It's the first holiday episodes.
It's coming up this week. Kevin Mahadeo is going to be on that. I think you may have gotten skipped.
I got skipped.
It's okay. I mean, look, if you've got nothing going on Saturday, you could just show up.
I might just show up.
kind of the way you did to this podcast, Josh.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. I'm cool with that. And there's no way that Jess Sterling will know because she doesn't listen to this podcast. So we can just surprise her. No, I'll let her know.
Oh, I'll say, you don't have to. No. I don't even have to watch it. I know that episode by heart.
Yeah, yeah. So that's Saturday. Saturday, we'll do that. So that'll be next week. Hey, look, if you got nothing going on, Chappelle, feel free to
say hi. I might just pop in.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's great. Kevin would love to see you. It'll be great. It'll be fantastic.
I miss Kevin so much.
Yeah, I know. Yes.
Oh, man. I'm gonna adjourn this meeting of the podcast planning committee. You guys may feel free to talk amongst yourselves later, but we have lots of great things coming up, I think, is the point, and some of them are being hashed out at this very moment.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But I think this is a good place for us to end our sojourn into this episode, because I got things left to do. I don't know about you guys, but I do.
Yeah, I have to go walk off with my super cool hat to parts unknown.
Yeah. Can somebody please put up that clip and put Walk of Life behind it?
Yeah. And superimpose my face onto Jenna Elfman.
Yeah. I think we're all three of us. We're going to do that in separate directions with hats.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
All right. Well, thank you both for joining me on this. This was very, very fun. And I wouldn't want to do this with anybody else.
Yeah, for sure. Super Sames. Love being back. What a weird world we live in here with The Walking Dead. Literally no idea what's coming next, and that's fun. I like it.
It's just like life. You never know what's coming next.
All right.
All right.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.